Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Tim Jimenez. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia is set to become the first city in the U.S. with a medically supervised injection site for opioid users after a federal judge confirmed his earlier ruling that the sites are not illegal. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Judge Gerald McHugh entered a final order in a lawsuit that U.S. Attorney William McSwain brought against the nonprofit Safe House to prevent it from opening a safe injection site. Safe House President Rhonda Goldfein says the order clears away legal obstacles to the site.
We were gratified that he stood by his analysis that we do not have an illegal purpose.
McSwain promises to appeal the order, but Goldfein says Safe House can still move forward.
Our plans are to provide this evidence-based initiative and to open it as soon as possible.
There were more than 1,100 overdose deaths in Philadelphia in 2018, more than 500 in the first 6 months of last year. Now, President Trump is having a news conference. It'll be on the coronavirus outbreak. It'll take place at the White House this evening. And it comes after officials with the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, painted a picture of what it could look like if the virus spread here. Officials say schools may have to close and teachers and students should prepare for online courses, for example. More remote work at businesses and large gatherings could be canceled. Dr. Nancy Messonnier, a top official with the CDC, says they need to do whatever it takes.
I understand this whole situation may seem overwhelming and that disruption to everyday life may be severe. But these are things that people need to start thinking about now.
Here in the U.S., there have been 57 confirmed cases. 40 of them were passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. They were quarantined. No one has died in the U.S. from the coronavirus outbreak. Now, Craigslist, it's a good place to find a used lawnmower, for example. If you need insulin for type 1 diabetes, that's another story. KYW's Mike Doherty reports a study from Jefferson University says people are resorting to online classifieds to get the medication they need to survive.
It's the kind of thing you lose sleep over when you do this work. You know, why are people looking at Craigslist for this medication, and what are we doing wrong?
Rosemary Frasco is the public health director at Jefferson University. She went digging and found hundreds of postings for insulin on Craigslist in 31 states, and she says that's alarming.
Seeing that this marketplace exists, you know, is just, it's a red flag for a bigger policy issue.
Experts say there are other options if people are struggling to afford medication, including coupons available for download. More information, you can find that at kywnewsradio.com. Now, after a close encounter with a casualty of the opioid crisis, a Bucks County high school student came up with a device that not only dispenses a life-saving drug, but can also alert emergency services. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Central Bucks West senior Kanish Nazareth came up with the idea for Oddbox, odd spelled O-D, as an overdose after he found the body of someone near a soccer field in Philadelphia who appeared to have died from opioid use.
I really made it an issue that I felt like I had to address because it was affecting areas that are very close to my heart.
He says he and some friends came up with a design not only of a box that could hold Narcan, but also one that can automatically call for help when someone pulls Narcan out of it. He says the boxes could be put anywhere.
Narcan is harmless to anyone without opioids in their system. Now, New Jersey could join New York State and major cities in the country to outlaw declawing of animals like cats. KYW's John McDevitt reports a proposed bill banning the medical procedure is moving through the legislature.
Bill S-920 is sponsored by Senator Troy Singleton of Del Ran. He says declawing is seen by many as a quick fix for unwanted scratching by cats. However, he says these invasive procedures are medically unnecessary and can cause lasting physical problems and other consequences for cats. The restriction would prohibit the removal of claws of cats and other animals unless medically necessary, like extracting a cancerous tumor. Violators could face a fine of up to $1,000 and up to 6 months in jail.
Many of those opposed to the ban say declawing could be the difference between life and death. If the owner doesn't want the animals in the home, it could be surrendered to a shelter where it could be euthanized. That's the All Local. I'm Tim Jimenez. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.